Rule number 9. Sometimes it's better just to say things will be okay to make other people feel better. Sophie asked Peter Jacobs to go with her during morning recess, and he said yes. But this didn't cheer her up like you might have thought. We found her sitting on one of the swings, very depressed. Almost as depressed as Joey Fields had looked, pretending to read his Boxcar Children books back in the simple days of the kissing game when none of the girls would chase him. But, Erica said confusedly, Caroline wasn't with us. Caroline had decided to give Sophie some breathing room to cool off and was playing kickball with Rosemary and the boys. I don't understand. If he said yes, why do you still look so sad? Don't you get it? Sophie seemed like she was about to cry. He only said yes to be polite. He didn't want to upset me by saying no. He didn't want to be rude. Oh, no, Erica said, sending me a desperate glance over the top of Sophie's woolly-hatted head. I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure Prince Peter wouldn't do something like that. Sophie shot Erica a dirty look from her perch on the swing. Of course he would, she said. He's a prince. He's not a real prince, I thought it was important to remind her. But it turned out this was the wrong thing to say, since Sophie responded to it by bursting into tears. Oh, dear, Erica said, taking my arm and walking me a few feet away so we could talk without Sophie overhearing us. Not that there was any danger of this happening, since she was sobbing so loudly. What are we going to do? This is awful. Sophie is miserable, and I don't think, the way things are going, she's ever going to forgive Caroline. I know, I said. I was sort of wishing I was Rosemary, because if I were, I'd have just walked up to Cheyenne and punched her in the face. But I wasn't Rosemary. I was just me, Allie, and I'm not the type of girl who walks up to people and punches them in the face. I'm more of a non-violent conflict resolution kind of girl. By lunchtime, Caroline and Sophie were in a full-on fight. It started out when Caroline was apologizing, again, for telling Cheyenne about Prince Peter as we were picking up Kevin from the kindergarten classroom on our way home for lunch. But Sophie wouldn't say anything back to Caroline. She just took Kevin's mittened hand and looked straight ahead and started walking. Did you hear me, Sophie? Caroline said. I said I'm really, 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 really sorry. Sophie didn't say anything. At least, not to Caroline. Kevin, not understanding what was going on, went, Sophie, did you hear what Caroline said? She said she was really, 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 really sorry. I heard her, Sophie said to Kevin. My, isn't it cold out today? Kevin looked at me. We had to walk pretty slowly down the sidewalk because Mom had put Kevin in his snowsuit again, and he was waddling. Is everything okay? He wanted to know. Everything is fine, Erica told Kevin in a nervous voice. Isn't everything fine, girls? But of course, everything wasn't fine. Everything was falling apart. Sophie, Caroline said. You could tell she was getting mad now. Caroline doesn't get mad very often, but when she does, watch out. I don't know what you expect me to do. I said I was sorry. Sophie just kept walking like she hadn't heard anything. Erica and I, behind them, glanced at each other. Erica looked like she was going to throw up. She was so upset about the whole thing. Erica hates fights. I mean, I admit I never should have said anything to Cheyenne about Peter, Caroline said. Kevin gasped. Caroline told Cheyenne about Prince Peter? Kevin, I said, stay out of it. But, Kevin said, stay out of it, I warned him. See, Sophie said. By then, we'd reached the stop sign where Caroline and Sophie turned to go to their separate houses. Even Kevin knows that was a stupid thing to do, and he's 4. 5, Kevin corrected her. Whatever, Sophie said. She'd started to cry again. You just don't know. You don't realize what you've done. Oh, for heaven's sake, Caroline said, rolling her eyes. Do you have to be such a drama queen all the time, Sophie? Sophie sucked in her breath again. Then she let out a wail, turned around, and ran down the street for her own house. Caroline, realizing what she'd said, cried, "Sophie!" Then she ran off after her. But ever since Sophie's broken toe has gotten a bit less tender, she's been walking and running without her limp. So I doubted Caroline would catch her. Left alone at the stop sign, Erica and I looked at each other. Kevin was the one who said, "If you ask me, they're both acting like drama queens." "Shut up, Kevin," I said, taking his hand. "Well," he said, "it's true." Lunch wasn't very fun that day. I had grilled cheese at Erica's house. We tried to figure out what to do about Caroline and Sophie, but couldn't come up with any solutions that made sense. When it came time to walk back to school, though we waited at the stop sign for both of them, neither showed up. We didn't know if they'd taken a different route to school to avoid us, or each other, or just hadn't felt like coming back to school at all. When we got back to the playground, we looked around, but we didn't see them anywhere. "This is awful," Erica said, slumping onto the root of a huge tree where we sometimes liked to sit when we came to the school after hours, just us two. "What are we going to do? We're supposed to be best friends, but it seems like we're all just falling apart." "It'll be okay," I said. But I was lying. I didn't really think it was going to be okay. Sometimes it's better just to say things will be okay to make other people feel better. That's a rule. "What if Caroline and Sophie never go back to speaking again?" Erica asked worriedly. "They will," I said. "They have to. They sit next to each other. Mrs. Hunter will notice and make them." "She might move them," Erica said, "the way she did you." "She'd never do that," I said. "They never get in trouble for chit-chatting the way we used to." Erica sighed. Out on the playground, we saw Cheyenne and the other girls in our class, who seemed to have nothing better to do than follow Cheyenne around. They were all clustered around someone. I couldn't see who that person was, though. "I can't believe just the other night we were all having such a fun time at your slumber party," Erica said. "I know," I said. The memory pained me, like a kick to the chest. Then the bell rang, and Erica and I both stood up, then froze when the cluster of girls we'd been watching broke apart, and we realized the person they'd all been gathered around turned out to be Caroline. "What's she doing with them?" Erica asked in horror. How would I know? I was just as shocked as Erica. We didn't have to wait long to find out what was going on. Caroline walked slowly over to join us, her head hanging low between her bony shoulder blades. For someone who eats as much sugar as she does when she gets her hands on it, Caroline is quite thin. "Have you seen Sophie?" Caroline asked when she caught up with us. No, I stammered. "Didn't you walk back to school with her?" "No," Caroline said. "I took the long way and went around the block. I thought maybe she needed some more time alone." "What were you doing with those girls?" Erica couldn't wait any longer to ask. "And Cheyenne?" "It's a long story," Caroline said with a sigh, "and I want to tell Sophie first." Except Caroline wasn't the one who got to tell Sophie her story. Cheyenne got to do that, too, as we were all taking our coats off and hanging them up back in room 209. "Did you hear the news?" Cheyenne asked Sophie, who'd gotten back to school late from lunch, probably on purpose to avoid having to walk with us. Or at least with Caroline, not knowing that Caroline had taken a different route back to school in order to avoid having to walk with her. "What news?" Sophie asked suspiciously. I didn't blame Sophie for being suspicious. I'd be suspicious too. Every time Cheyenne talked to any of us, something bad seemed to happen directly afterward. "The news about Caroline, silly," Cheyenne said. "You and I aren't the only ones who are going with boys in this class. Caroline is going with someone, too." I don't think my head could have turned fast enough to look at Caroline. In fact, I think I almost got whiplash, which is a type of neck injury, from turning my head to look at her. I turned it so fast. Caroline's face turned pink, but otherwise, it didn't change expression. "That's right," Caroline said calmly. Lenny's shoe and I are going together. My head whipped around in the other direction so I could look at Lenny's shoe. He was the other champion speller of our class. Basically, he was second runner-up to Caroline. If you wanted to think of a boy to go with, you would never think of Lenny's shoe. That's because Lenny's shoe never talks or does anything at all except read books about space and dinosaurs, which was what he was doing just then, not even realizing half the class was staring at him. In fact, it almost seemed like if he and Caroline were going together, he didn't know anything about it. If Caroline's sacrifice, because that's what it was, Caroline had no more interest in going with a boy than any of the rest of us did, was supposed to make Sophie want to be friends with her again, it didn't work. Because all Sophie did when she heard that Caroline was going with Lenny was turn around and walk to her seat with her nose in the air, looking about as prissy as she could. And Sophie was pretty good at looking prissy, another thing she'd learned from Jill in the silver chair. When Caroline saw this, she didn't start crying or anything. Her mouth just got all small, the way it always did when she was mad. Who knows what she would have done if Mrs. Hunter hadn't gone up to the front of the room and told us all to get out our English books. I was pretty sure things couldn't get much worse after that. Much worse than two of my best friends being in such a bad fight that they weren't even speaking to each other. Oh, and both of them going with boys? One of them with a boy she didn't even like? But I was wrong. Because by Wednesday, almost every girl in Mrs. Hunter's class was going with a boy except for me, Rosemary, and Erica. But even then Cheyenne wasn't happy. Cheyenne was determined to make every boy and every girl in our class go together. Because, Cheyenne said, that was how mature people acted. So I guess it shouldn't have been such a shock to me when I heard the news that Erica, my best friend Erica, was going with Stuart Maxwell. Except for the part where hearing that news was like being stabbed in the heart with a knife. Erica didn't even like Stuart Maxwell. Erica was totally grossed out by Stuart Maxwell because of his disgusting zombie drawings. Erica, I said, the first chance I got as soon as I got Erica alone after I found out the news. We were in the girls' room, the only place Erica and I could talk anymore without one of Cheyenne's spies finding us, it seemed, or Caroline or Sophie hanging around, talking bad about the other person. Caroline and Sophie still weren't speaking. Well, Sophie wasn't speaking to Caroline, and Caroline was so mad about it, she had decided to stop speaking to Sophie in retaliation. Things had gotten so bad, the four of us hadn't played Queens in nearly a week, and forget walking to and from school together. Everyone was taking a different way, except Erica and me. But Erica hadn't said a word to me about Stuart, no doubt because she just wanted us all to get along and knew I'd be upset. But still, what is Stuart talking about, that you and he are going together? I demanded. Erica looked so miserable, I couldn't even yell at her, even though I wanted to. Erica and I have a tradition of yelling at each other when we're excited, but I wasn't excited about this. More like almost throwing up. I couldn't help it, Erica said. Marianne passed me a note during math, who passed it from Dominique, who passed it from Cheyenne, who passed it from Stuart, asking me. I had to say yes. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Stuart doesn't have any feelings, I practically yelled, but only practically. He's Stuart. He likes to draw maggots crawling out of eye sockets for fun. He does too have feelings, Erica said, giving me a reproachful look. Just because you think he's gross doesn't mean it wouldn't have made him feel bad if I said no. Erica, I said, I couldn't believe this. I wanted to throw something, but there was nothing in the girls' room to throw, except toilet paper. You don't understand. Stuart didn't ask you to go with him because he likes you. No offense. But he only asked you because Cheyenne told him to. And all the boys in our class are absolutely so dumb, they'll do whatever Cheyenne says. Erica looked sad. How do you know he doesn't like me? I stared at her in disbelief. Do you want him to like you? Well, Erica looked uncomfortable. No, not really. But I don't want him not to like me. I don't want anyone not to like me. All Stuart likes is zombies, I explained to her. I couldn't believe I had to spell it out to her like this. I couldn't believe one of my own best friends was so dumb about boys. On the other hand, Erica didn't have to sit next to boys all day like I did. And making disgusting noises. Do you like zombies and making disgusting noises? No, Erica, you do not. You like gymnastics and cats and playing with your dollhouse. I am sorry, but you and Stuart do not have a whole lot in common. I fail to see how the two of you make a perfect couple. Erica blinked at me tearfully. Cheyenne says if you don't say yes when a boy asks you to go with him, then you're immature. So? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Who cares what Cheyenne thinks? She doesn't know everything. But Caroline and Sophie, do they seem happy to you right now? I asked. No, Erica admitted. Then she sniffled. But there's nothing I can do now, Allie. I can't stop going with him when he never even did anything mean to me. I thought it was pretty unlikely Stuart would even notice if Erica stopped going with him. When I'd left him, he'd been drawing a picture of a jet accident in which most of the passengers had had their heads cut off and their guts were spewing out of their necks and birds were swooping down out of the sky to eat the guts. He'd asked if I had a red marker I could loan him so he could color in the blood. But I knew Erica was too tender-hearted to believe that Stuart wasn't the type to be overly sensitive about a woman's love. This is all Cheyenne's fault, I said as we made our way back to the art room. She has to be stopped. Do you hear me, Erica? She has to be stopped. But how are you going to do that, Allie? Erica asked, looking bewildered. Marianne and Dominique, all the other girls really, do exactly what she says. She's got those boots, and she's from Canada. I knew Erica was right. I also knew it wasn't going to be easy. But somehow, some way, I knew I had to make everyone realize that what Cheyenne was doing was taking all the fun out of fourth grade. Room 209 was turning from the best classroom I had ever been in into the worst one. And I was going to change all that. Now. I just had no idea how.